Okay, I'm delighted now. Joining me on the phone is Amanda McLaughlin. Amanda McLaughlin, sorry, from the Insolvency Service of Ireland. And with me in studio is Tom Kennedy. Good afternoon, Amanda.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you? Thank you for having me on your show.
No, you're very welcome. And good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Thanks for coming in. Okay, Amanda, if I could start with you. Last week, you've held one of your insolvency town hall meetings here in Bewley's Hotel up there at the airport. Can you tell us what they're all about?
That's right, Mark. There, we have what we were calling town hall meetings, are in fact an information campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And they feature our new website called backontrack.ie. Backontrack.ie gives information to people who are experiencing or struggling with managing their debt issues. And it basically tells them about three or four solutions that we have with regard to managing your debt. We felt that it was very important that people should know that debt solutions provided by the ISI will protect them from pressure from their creditors with regard to money that they owe. And the information on our backontrack.ie website is available for people to go in and just have a look. We have a debt relief notice which allows people to write off up to €20,000 worth of debt. We have a debt mm-hmm. settlement arrangement which is negotiated through a PIP like Tom, and that deals with debt over €20,000 unsecured debt. And then we have a personal solvency arrangement, and in the personal solvency arrangement we deal with secured debt like mortgages and unsecured debt. And again, you would do that through the support of a personal solvency practitioner. These are qualified professionals in your area that help you, guide you through an application for a debt mm-hmm. settlement arrangement or personal solvency arrangement. For the debt relief notice, we'd be looking that you would contact an approved intermediary, and they would again support you and enable you to make your application with regard to the debt write-off that will be available through that solution.
Yeah, well, of course, it's the serious side of the crash, for want of a better word, or for the troubles we've been through in Ireland. There's an awful lot of people have found themselves in serious amounts of debt that they probably would have never in their life dreamt they would have ended up with. And it can be very stressful, I suppose, and it's really important that they know that there are options available to them.
That's exactly it, Mark. And what we found was that people didn't realise that they were insolvent. They thought insolvency was for big businesses and big companies and huge amounts of money, when in actual fact this is for your own personal debt, depending on how large or how small it is, which arrangement suits you. And from our research, we found our contact with debtors and our contact with people who are struggling with debt at the minute, that they didn't know where to go with regard to how do I get information on how to manage this situation. And so that's what we've been able to put in place, is easy guides and information on how to access the debt settlement arrangements, but also the fact that there are professionals out there in your community who are willing to work with you to help you get your applications through.
Yeah, and you've ran through some of the mechanisms that are available to people there, and they kind of cover all kinds of situations that people might find themselves in. And I suppose kind of mortgage debt has been probably one of the biggest ones we found ourselves in. And I'm going to just ask Tom to maybe fill us in, because Tom, you're an insolvency practitioner. You're kind of person who would be hands-on with people when they come into this process. How does the process work?
Well, Mark, essentially the first step really is for the individual who is in debt is to contact the personal solvency practitioner. So that's the first step and one of the biggest steps. Once that's done, the practitioner then will go through the affairs of the individual and take down all the detail, work out the costs of living, the cost of the mortgage, the income, and work out if they are in fact insolvent or not. And that's the first test, the insolvency test. But thereafter, once that information has been garnished, the practitioner can then quite see that there is an issue, there isn't enough income to meet the outgoings, and they will prioritise the mortgage, which is protecting often the family home. Excuse me, and then they will formulate a proposal, put that proposal in writing to the creditors, and hope that they can formulate and agree revised terms for the mortgage to keep people in their homes on revised terms, sometimes involving a write-down, sometimes mm-hmm. involving a reduction in interest rates, sometimes involving an extension in the term of the loan. And it's a combination of those solutions that we seek on behalf of our debtors, and that's essentially how the process works.
And how do you find that, right, people in general, are they reluctant to get into this kind of process? Or is it kind of last port of call? Did he really have to be kind of backs against the wall before they'll get into this process?
Well, I think Amanda touched on it there, that creditors are often communicating sometimes 3-4 times a day
mm-hmm.
with their debtors. They're writing to them, telephone calls, which creates an awful lot of stress for individuals, yeah. as you can imagine. But it is, I think it is those demand letters that sometimes make people, sit up and make that phone call. And I don't think you should wait until it gets to that part of the process, because the stress that you've endured during that process can sometimes be a bit overwhelming. I would suggest that people who are in difficulty, they realise that they cannot meet their bills, that they're paying the ESB 1 month and then the gas bill the next month, mm-hmm. and then the mortgage goes missing, and they're trying to play catch up all the time. They are insolvent, and as Amanda said, the word insolvency is often associated with big companies, yeah. but individuals can be insolvent, and mm-hmm. if there's not enough income to cover the outgoings, then you have an issue and you need professional help and professional guidance.
Yeah. Amanda, you're listening to Tom saying there about that, and do you find that as well, that when people come to you first, they're literally backs against the wall?
I tell you what it is the kind of a light has come on for them, and that they've realised, I can't actually deal with this on my own anymore. And we do get quite stressful situations where people are at their wit's end, because they are kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
They're cutting back maybe on activities for their kids. They're cutting back on activities for themselves. And through our reasonable living guidelines that we have in place, there's a certain level of sustainability and a certain level of credibility where, you know, you can still partake in your own community and you have living expenses whereby that's available to you. So what we're finding is that people are it's not necessarily that with the last port of call, because we'd hope that we wouldn't be,
mm-hmm.
but we're certainly, once the light is dawned on them to say, look, I can't deal with this on my own anymore, that they tend to give us a call, and then we will guide them and depending on what their situation is, put them in touch with an approved intermediary or a PIP, depending on what their actual debt situation is.
Yeah, because, I mean, Irish people especially were kind of sometimes reluctant to face up to, you know, there's a problem here. We just kind of keep rolling on and rolling on and rolling on. Sure, it'll get better next week, or I'll work it out.
Absolutely, Mark. And money tends to be the one thing that people don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
So what we found in some of our research is people are almost afraid to maybe tell some family members or friends, because maybe they think, oh, am I tapping them for a loan, when really I'm under pressure and I
yeah.
need to talk to somebody about it. So quite often we hear of people and they say, I haven't told anybody else about this, I'm just telling you because I don't know how I'm going to get out of it. But we'd also ask that if family members and friends are in contact with people who are in debt, that they too would look at backontrack.ie
mm-hmm.
just for the information that might maybe guide somebody so they're
yeah.
not left dealing with it all on their own. And I suppose for a long time there was nobody out there able to give you the advice and the support to move these issues along, especially with regard to, you know, where you're really sinking in debt, that there is a way out. And at the end of these solutions, each of these solutions, that the plan is that the person is solvent again, that they can
yeah.
manage their whatever their payments are for the rest of the month and their living expenses, that they are back on track and they are able to live again.
Yeah, I suppose, Tom, this kind of insolvency is probably relatively new to us as people in this country. I mean, I suppose, you know, down the years, we probably always just got by. Lots of people, even though my mother tells me stories of when they were growing up and, you know, the mother would be down to the pond every Monday, pawning our wedding ring and getting it back on a Friday just to put food in it. Mechanisms like this are relatively new to us, you know, they're probably just due to the times we've been through. And people are probably any reluctant. Are you finding that, A, they're not aware that these services are there, and B, they're just reluctant to get into it?
No, you're quite right. The bankruptcy laws were completely overhauled mm-hmm. in 2013 as a result of the financial crisis. So it was on a needs must basis. We had a huge debt problem. We needed to overhaul our laws in relation to that, and that's been done. The PIA Act 2012 and the Bankruptcy Act 2013 are both in place now, and they're enshrined in legislation, so they are there for the protection of the citizens of this country. And if you we tend, Irish people can be a little bit reluctant to trust in that, because maybe they think, well, you know, there's a lot of talk and the government are pushing this and they have an agenda, but there's no real substance behind it. But 75% of the proposals that personal insolvency practitioners have made to their creditors mm-hmm. have been accepted. That's 75%. In the UK, that's nearer to 98%.
Yeah.
And we're only just a year and a half in. So eventually we expect that over 98% or 99% of the proposals, eventually 100% of the proposals will be accepted by creditors. But we need those debtors to come forward, to get the figures up and to keep on, to keep the momentum going. And backontract.ie is the first port to call. And that's where the information lies. And some people like to do research before they make the call. They'll find all the information on that website. Then they can make a call their local personal insolvency practitioner and begin to take the power and the control back.
Yeah. I'll put this to both of you, Amanda, and maybe you can answer first and Tom can go out here. I mean, on the creditor side, you know, the banks, the utility companies, everything else, how do they buy into all of this? Are they quite keen to get involved?
Well, in fairness, because this is new legislation, it is only around for the past 2 years, creditors and utility companies or whatever, they're all coming to the table, they're all getting up to speed on what it means for them. To a certain degree, the negotiation is done well before everything comes to the table. So that mm-hmm. is where the PIP comes in, with regard to negotiating with your creditors what it is you can afford to pay and what it is you can't. And so, you know, your disposable income at the end of the month is basically what you can afford to pay across your debtors. And that's where the skills and the negotiation skills that the PIPs will have will actually come to play, because they're talking to your creditors now. Mm-hmm. You don't have to talk to them anymore. And they're getting the solution that best fits your needs and best meets the creditors' requirements with regard to what is required to be paid down in the debt. So they are coming to the table. Mm-hmm. And when it's legislation, they have no choice but to come to the table. So that's the benefit of having something enshrined in law, whereby we have to come to the table and we have to talk about this. But for the debtor, I think the pressure is off them with regard to you not receiving creditors' letters anymore. You don't have people phoning you at all hours of the night with regard to making payments on your credit card or utility bills. And you're basically, at the end of your arrangement, you're in a much better position, because you are solvent and you are able to look at all of your debts in the round.
Yeah, and that's I suppose, that's the best part of it. Tom, for you, as the person who's in the middle of it, how are you finding it working with the creditors and the utility companies, etc.?
Yeah, I think the figures themselves probably do the talking, in that 75% of proposals have been accepted. That's still short of the figure that I would like it to be. And, you know, theoretically, there's no reason why any proposal should be rejected, providing that that proposal makes a better return to the creditor than bankruptcy. And the whole object here is to try and avoid bankruptcy. And insolvency is a step above that. So there is participation from creditors, some more than others, but the legislation, as Amanda said, is there. The creditors do have the right to veto that. Mm-hmm. But you have to ask, you know, does it make commercial sense for any creditor to veto a proposal that will ultimately end up in bankruptcy? Mm-hmm. And the answer to that is no, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I think the figures will continue to increase. The 75% will hit 80% and 85% and so on. It's 20 years around in the UK, the whole insolvency process. We're only 18 months into it in Ireland. And we are making giant strides. There's a new protocol about to be agreed on a PIA. There's already a protocol in place for a DSA. And they've come about by PIPs, the ISI, the creditors sitting around the table and agreeing standard terms and conditions that kind of accompany the legislation. So there is participation. It's getting there.
Yeah.
We need to keep the momentum going. We need people to come forward. We need people to engage with us so that we can deal with their creditors on their behalf.
Yeah. Amanda, just before I let you go, I mean, as Tom's been saying there, you're 18 months into this insolvency process here in Ireland and these services. How busy is probably not the right word. Were you surprised at the how big a need there was for these services?
In fairness, we're not surprised at the level of the need, because, you know, the figures are out there with regard to mortgage debt and the overall debt in the country. So for us, it's not a surprise that there are that many cases out there. We would like to see more of them. We would like people to understand that this is actually, there are solutions that are available to them that are not negative solutions, they are actually positive solutions. And it's that thing of, well, when you do realise that you're under levels of pressure around debt that you really don't need to be under, that's then when you come to us or when you come to your PIP, your approved intermediary. We just encourage people to go onto our website. There's some personal stories on there where people have actually told about their experience and how once the arrangement was put in place, they could actually breathe again, they could live again.
Yeah.
And I think that will be interesting for people to know because they're actual real people's stories about real cases. And that was the benefit of having our information seminars recently, where we were able to say, look, here's real cases, this is the outcome of those real cases, and this is the feedback from those people. That, you know, it is real life, and that I think there was a certain sense maybe 12 or 18 months ago that this was a negative thing, and that people were going to put themselves into this pot, you know, strategically restructure their debt. That hasn't happened. What we're finding is this is actual real people and real people's lives that we're dealing with. And it's their debt that once it's manageable and once it's under control again, then people actually can live again, which is the feelings that we were getting from people beforehand.
Mm-hmm. And just quickly on the information nights, the town hall meetings, is there plans to continue with them?
We're just reevaluating it at the moment because we did a number of sessions around the country before Christmas and we just finished another 8 sessions. So we're just looking at the outcome of that to see, well, is that the most appropriate way to go again or should we look at it in a new way, in a more creative way? And that literally only finished on Thursday night, so we just have to kind of batten down the hatches a little bit, see how we're getting on. But certainly we would be open to going out and doing seminars or information sessions for people with regard to getting the information directly to them.
Yeah, you know, it's a great idea, and sometimes for people it's easier to go to these information nights in a group of people and they don't feel they're putting themselves out there on their own. Tom, what I wanted to ask you now, as a person who's kind of hands-on with this stuff and everything else, we hear a lot of talk about things are getting better. And obviously the people that you're helping are obviously in kind of serious, dire situations and they're really, really struggling for help. Do you find they buy into this, things are getting better, or are they really at their wit's end?
Well, I think the things are getting better is relative to everybody, yeah. And it affects different people in different ways. There's an entire generation of people out there who have been affected by the financial collapse who are still suffering the consequences of that. Anybody who bought a house between 2002 and 2008 probably knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, things are getting better in the sense that house prices are recovering and that has a role to play in the overall benefit to the economy. But for those people who are still deep in debt, it doesn't give them any comfort at all. In fact, it probably makes them feel more isolated, that they're being left behind, that they're the people that everyone has moved on, but they're still struggling with their debt. And they're really, we really do need to make sure that they have somebody there to represent them, somebody to help them, somebody to assist them, because you can understand the sense of isolation that people will feel when they hear other people around them are getting on with their lives and buying houses and credits more available and car loans and so on. These people need help. The statistics show that there's still 100,000 plus mortgages in arrears. Mm-hmm. That's not anecdotal, that's fact. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we've a long way to go to help to get these people back to a solvent position, a long way to go, but we need to take those first steps, and those first steps really come from the individuals themselves. Backontract.ie is about the best thing that they could possibly do. Amanda pointed out there are testimonials there from people who've gone through the process, and debt is relative to everybody. Somebody can have €30,000 worth of debt and feel that they're drowning in debt. Somebody could have €3 million in debt and feel the same way. Mm-hmm. It's not the amount, it's the fact that if you can pay, you need to take professional advice and move on from there and find a solution.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully, I was just thinking there when you're talking about mortgage debt in particular, I mean, we hear and we read a lot about there's lots of eviction orders and eviction notices in the courts. At when people have got to there, is the road back close to them?
No, it's not. It's not, Mark. I don't think any court in the land wants to throw anybody out of their home. I think one of the reasons why it does go that far is that people haven't sought help in the first place, that they've buried their head in the sand, they've ignored all the letters, they've ignored the final demand letters, and in fact they're really playing into the hands of the bank in that case, because the bank will must follow its procedure, it must give written communication within agreed intervals, and if all of those demand letters are ignored, the court has no choice but to comply with the eviction request from the bank. But if there is professional assistance there on behalf of the debtor, we can make sure that protocols are adhered to, that proposals are put on the table to the creditor that keep people in their homes. And that's ultimately what we are trying to do, is to protect people's homes and keep them in their homes.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've a massive housing shortage as it is. Yes. The last thing we need to be doing is putting people out of houses.
Absolutely.
Okay, Amanda, before I let you go, can you just remind us maybe of the websites if people are interested in getting involved or want to maybe just check out, get some information about insolvency and the help they can get?
Yes, so this is our website is called backontrack.ie. And on it you'll find out a small calculator which will help you kind of decide which of the solutions most suits your needs. From there, you'll find a booklet that that gives you the information on that particular solution and on all the solutions. Mm-hmm. And also on that website, you'll be able to find a list of the personal solvency practitioners and the approved intermediaries that are in your area, that you can call them and you can say, you know, where do I go from here? You can also call the ISI information line, and it's a long number. It's 076-106-4200. But everything is on our backontrack.ie website.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully if even one person's listening and they decide to kind of go onto the website or make a call today, it'll be worth having the chat with both of you, because I think, you know, it's important that people know that there's help out there for them. And, you know, just listening to what you are saying and, you know, having a look at the website myself, you know, it does work. And, you know, it does appear to be working, and you know, lots of people, you know, we've all been there where you just can't sleep at night because, you know, this bill's coming in or that bill's coming in and you're wondering how you're going to handle it. So hopefully, you know, people will take you up on it, and maybe in the future we could talk to you again, Amanda and Tom, and, you know, maybe just kind of keep an eye on how things are going, because you, Tom, are saying, you know, you're at 68%, you want to get higher, and maybe in another 6 months or a year we could talk about it again and, you know, see where you're at. But listen, thanks very much for both of you for talking to me this morning. Amanda McLaughlin from the Insolvency Service of Ireland, thanks very much for taking me call.
Many thanks, Mark. I really appreciate it, and be only too happy to come back in and discuss it further with you in a few months' time.
Thanks very much, Amanda. Thanks for taking the call. And of course, Tom Kennedy, who's an insolvency practitioner, who's at the coming into the studio, who was here today. And Tom, thanks very much, Tom.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Take care. Bye bye. Now, folks, there you go. I hope you got something out of that, because, as I say, if you find yourself in a little bit of difficulty and you're struggling, it's worth your while making the call or just checking out the website, because you might just get that little bit of help that gets you over the line and makes your life an awful lot easier for you again.